I am 21 years old and I make 5 figures a month and I don't like gatekeepers and I've been gatekeeping this one for quite a while. Not that I've been intentionally trying to. I want all of my girls and men to win. It's just that I couldn't pinpoint all of my advice and my tips, and I really want whoever watching this or listening to this to get a very clear takeaway. But I'm sure you're probably wondering, especially if you're around my age, a little younger or a little older, how do I make 5 figures every month at 21? Welcome or welcome back to The Creation of Her. This is season 2, episode 4. We talk about leveling up in all areas of our life here: finances, relationships, mindset, self-concept, manifestation, and all of the above, because feeling put together has to do with your life as a whole, and nothing is worse than feeling like you don't have your life together. This is a side of the internet where we are creating her. So if that is your vibe, then stick around. Make sure to follow, subscribe so you can hear more from me. Actually, one of the reasons that I made this podcast definitely has to do with my income, because I started quite young. My message was that you can enjoy your life. Well, my message is that you can enjoy your life young and also get ahead while you're young. Because when I was growing up in high school, that was my vibe. And I would always watch these videos of people who were starting businesses young and were just in university young and living their lives and balling, not on their parents' financial backs. And that is literally the life that I'm living now, and I could not imagine my life any other way. But I've also, as much as I've endured and I've gone through so many different trials and tribulations with my income and self-improvement and all of that, I've still enjoyed my life to the fullest along the way, and I would not change a single thing. So I really wanted to have a voice, especially on the internet, to tell young women especially that they can enjoy their lives and still set boundaries, still level up, still be full on into their self-growth, and they can just have it all. All right, let's get into my story and how I got to making 5 figures every month at 21. I first started working when I was 16. I grew up in Miami, so 16 is the working age. And as soon as I turned 16, I wanted a job. But I think even a little bit before I turned 16, or around when I turned 16, I was already so into the idea of making money. So I had started different little side hustles online. I was always saving videos and liking videos of online side hustles you could start. Like, I remember what was really successful for me was reselling, and I got super into that. So I would make maybe a couple $1,000s every month just reselling clothes. I would tell all my family members to give me all their old clothes that they would throw away, and I would resell it on Poshmark, and that would make me a lot of money at a very young age. And then I started flipping furniture on, I forgot what it's called, I think on OfferUp. I would start flipping furniture, and I got really good at it. Like, I would flip furniture for more money than I even bought it from, which I guess is like low-key scam, but I was just super into making money. I loved marketing, I loved business growth, I just loved all of it. I just really liked business and making money since a very young age. So when I turned 16, I worked at Hollister for like a month. I absolutely hated it, but I was applying for different jobs at the time. So I'd gotten the Hollister job first. I hated retail. I hated folding and refolding clothes, and it was just the worst thing ever. And then Haagen-Dazs approved me for a job. So I ended up working at Haagen-Dazs for like 9 months, and that was great. That taught me a lot about, it just taught me to respect money, to respect the grind. And I think honestly, if you want to be successful in business, you kind of have to start at the bottom so that when you have employees, you can understand their point of view. And I think it just humbled me in a lot of ways, and I thought it was a great experience. Around like my 9th month of Haagen-Dazs, I had to quit because I like stopped eating. I was going through different mental health things. So I just became really weak and I couldn't work. So my boss was like, look, you can't even stand up for like your 8-hour shifts. Like, you have to go home. So I ended up quitting that because I got like sick and everything. That's a whole other thing. But while I was having these like mental health problems and stuff, my therapist told me to create a passion project. So I created like a press-on nail business. I probably made like a few sales. I put a bunch of money into getting all the supplies and all of that stuff. But I ended up like shutting it down after a few months and making a few sales because, again, I realized that it wasn't for me. Because I genuinely believe that if you have a business or whatever you're doing with money, you have to be selling or offering something that you personally would buy. And personally, the press-on nails I was making, I would never buy them. I would never wear those kind of nails. I was always raised to wear like shorter, classier nails. So it just didn't even fit with my family morals or whatever you want to call it. It just wasn't me by any means. And I realized after like making a few sales that it was capped. Like, it would take me a lot of time to do one set of nails, and I would just never get rich off of doing that. So I was like, you know what, let me just not even waste my time. And I shut that down. That was my first business though. Am I talking really fast? I always do that. I'm sensing myself talking really fast, but sometimes when I get really into the story, I just go on and on. Let me calm down a bit. Anyways, that was my little teenage little vibes. So also while I was growing up, I would do child modeling here and there because my dad's girlfriend is a photographer and she's like a lifestyle photographer. So sometimes she would need like a child model for her photo shoots. So I grew up doing that and I loved modeling, but I'm 5'2". So in my senior year, when I turned 18, I wanted to continue modeling and I wanted to get very serious about it. I started like a host of diets because I was applying for different agencies. Nothing was happening for months. Mind you, I'm 5'2". And I thought it had to do with my weight or whatever, which I was already really skinny at the time. So it wasn't even that. It was obviously a lot harder to get into the industry as a petite model. And I'm very happy that it didn't end up working out. Because as like, obviously, if I was so obsessed with becoming a model, even though I was already 18. So all of my feed was like modeling things and diet this and what I eat in a day as a model and blah, blah, blah. And eventually something came across my feed that said that was called stay at home modeling. And so basically I found this girl. This was like when UGC just became a thing. So I found this girl that was a stay-at-home model. So brands would send her products to her house. She would make content for them with her in the videos from her house. She would get the products for free and get paid for the videos that she was making from home. She was literally like a stay-at-home commercial model and she was petite like me, kind of looked like me. And I was like, wait, I could do this. So I ended up going to her account. I stalked her. I literally followed everything she said to do. I found her profiles online that she used for work. I got inspiration and I just followed everything she said to do. And I'm not gonna lie. I mean, not that I followed everything to a T. I tried my hardest. Like I did my best with what I knew at the time, but I didn't get work for the first like 6 months of having my profiles open for like gigs and for clients to send me products and help me make videos, which is kind of how it is anyways when you first start. But it was like for a good 6 months that I probably only made like $45 to $100 in an entirety of 6 months. But for some reason, like I don't remember struggling that much mentally. I don't know why, I just continued. Like I wasn't seeing any results, but for some reason I just continued. And to this day, I thank myself so much for just continuing and keeping to push myself out there and like what I could offer clients, because at the 6 month mark, like around the 5th or 6th month mark of me pushing and pushing to do this stay at home modeling thing, which I then figured out was actually called UGC, which is user generated content. One of my gigs on Fiverr, which is a freelance platform, just blew up out of nowhere. And then from 1 month to the next, I was making however many few thousands of dollars, sometimes even $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month from being a freelancer on Fiverr and making these stay at home modeling videos, quote unquote. And if I had quit just a month before and I was like, oh, this is not working, I've made no money, this is like a scam or this is whatever, I would not be where I am right now. Like I would have just probably tried to start something else and maybe it wouldn't have worked out. And I genuinely love making content. Now, like I have my own business, which is in digital marketing, and the majority of it is UGC content, making content on social media, being a mid-influencer and all of that stuff. So I genuinely love making content. So for me, this is perfect. But if I had just quit a bit before everything like went uphill for me, I would have like, I would not be where I am today. And that for me, the biggest thing when it comes to making money online, especially, is persistence more than anything. So after that, I ended up going on other platforms. I went on Upwork. I would do a little bit of like outbound emails or outbound DMs. Not that much though, because Fiverr was bringing in a really good income for me, but I just signed up for some other platforms, but I was doing good. And then after that, like some people would, I started getting word of mouth because I started getting a lot of clients. So then some people would find me and they would email me. And then that's how we would start working together via UGC. Some people also found me on LinkedIn. So it's really important to optimize that depending on what you're doing. So people were just coming from all over and I didn't have to do that much work, honestly. I just had to be persistent the first few months and then everything was good. So I was making really, really good money my freshman year of university. And then on top of that, I would make 4-figure brand deals from TikTok because my TikTok was doing super good at that point. I would get a lot of views from like my vlogs and everything. So I was sponsored by brands like, actually, I can't say the brands because now I have an NDA, so I can't really say how much they had paid me, but really big brands were sponsoring me and it was great. So I was making really good money already my freshman year. Then my sophomore year, something happened with my Fiverr account. Basically, like I didn't understand the rules of the platform and I asked for one of my clients' like email, which is like you can't ask for any contact information outside of Fiverr. So your girl got kicked off of Fiverr. And once you get kicked off, you can't make another account. But it was generally an honest mistake. I tried to apologize like so many times and they were like, no, get out. Like you're not going back on our platform. So I literally crashed out. Like I crashed out for like 3 to 4 months. And it was the first time in my career that I was in negative months for around 3 to 4 months. And mind you, my freshman year when I was making this money, I opened up an LLC, I opened up a business account and all of that stuff to manage my money. I got an accountant and I did the whole business thing. Okay, once you start making money, you open up a business and it's really simple, like once you get your groove. So I started freaking out because I'm in an S corp, so I have to pay myself, and I was in negative numbers and I just literally didn't do anything. I remember I went home from university for a bit for break. I didn't do anything with my life. Like, I was home, I could have worked, I could have sent out emails, and then after a bit, I was like, wait, Mia, what are you doing? Like, I was in the biggest rut ever. And I was just so crashed out. Like, I was just so down bad. But then something hit me one day and I was like, wait. No one's coming to save me. No one's coming to save this business. Only me. So I just decided, you know what? Getting kicked off of this platform that was bringing me in a lot of money was a blessing in disguise, even if I don't see it now. So I decided to buy a course. And it was like a UGC course. I just followed what the girl said to do. And I started doing outbound, which is basically you reaching out to clients, and then that ended up really working for me. And that following summer, basically just like a couple or a few months after my negative month period, I ended up tripling my income. So everything worked out. I was at five figures again. And yeah, it was just a blessing in disguise, because I was way too comfortable with all of the clients coming to me, because on Fiverr and everywhere else, they were all just finding me. And this taught me a lot about how to reach out to clients and how to pitch and how to get people to come and buy your service and how to negotiate and all of that. So in the end, it was a blessing in disguise, and I ended up making higher months now than I did before when I was just relying on inbound. So now fast forward to 2025, I have a few different sources. It's mostly just social media, UGC stuff, and other little digital marketing jobs I might pick up here and there. I have some clients that I run their accounts and yada yada. So now I hire people. Like, I have a manager for my social media, I have an editor for my podcast, I have a virtual assistant, I have my accounting team, and they free up some of my time so I can spend a lot of my time either living my life now, because I was working a lot before, or brainstorming new ideas and new ways to make money. So I feel like the reason I wanted to say my story is because, especially me, I see people online that are like making however like millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, but they're like so vague with it. And they're just like, oh, buy my course. But mind you, I don't have a course to sell yet. I will though. But they're like, oh, buy my course. But they're so vague with how they got there. And they're so just not transparent with their story. And I feel like it's a lot more meaningful to hear someone who gave you how they got to where they are, A to Z, because everyone's story is so different. And also it makes it more real. Like, I'm just any other person. I was just any other high schooler at the time that my budget was $100 a month. My parents never sent me money in high school. So it wasn't like, I'm just every other person in high school. I went to a public high school. Like, I'm just any other person. Anybody can do this. And I'm so passionate about the fact that anybody can have what they want and can build the life and security that they want. So obviously my story is super unique, but there are some key things about my story that will apply to at least one person out there. I mean, many people, but one person hopefully will soak it in and actually do it. But there are key parts of my story that honestly apply to anyone and are the reason as to why I am where I am today. Okay, girl, get to the point. I'm going to tell you my tips. And if you want to make money online, if you want to be successful, no matter what age you are, this is what you need to do. And it's going to sound vague, but if you actually follow it, didn't say easy. It's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And that's what matters. And that's the truth. So here it goes. What I truly believe in is that all the online side hustles work. Some make more money than others on average, but they all work. Whether that is UGC, dropshipping, affiliate marketing, selling digital products, becoming an influencer, they all work. Okay. Some people may have more success than others, but if you grind, if you're like locked in, I promise you, you'll be successful. You'll be rich. You'll be whatever you want. They all work. Here's the thing. You just need to pick one that works for you and interests you, and you have to stick with it for at least a year. And when I say stick with it, I mean like you have to follow what somebody else did that has the success you want and stick with it for a year. Be consistent with a year and hold yourself accountable. But like, how do you know which one is for you? I'm gonna make it simple for you, okay? If you're interested in online side hustles, which I'm assuming you are because you clicked on this video or this podcast, you're gonna go on YouTube and you are going to search up let's say 10 or 15 of the highest paying online side hustles. That's what I would do in the search bar. I'd be like, what are the highest paying online side hustles for 2025 or whatever year you're listening to this? Then maybe there's only one in the video that speaks to me or that I'm interested in, but maybe there's a couple or a few that I'm interested in. And I'm going to do some research on those couple or few and see which one interests me the most. And mind you, it also has to align with the lifestyle that you want. So if you want to, let's say you're interested in a side hustle that is not fully online, for example, reselling clothing, which is what I was doing, that kind of doesn't give you location freedom, because when somebody buys the product, you have to go and ship it out. So me personally, location freedom is the most important thing to me, and time freedom. So I would not choose a side hustle where I can't be free in my location. What I'm doing, I can do it from anywhere, and for me that's the most important. So you have to pick a side hustle that not only interests you but that aligns with the kind of lifestyle that you want. And this is how you know if it's for you. That side hustle that you pick, you are going to, I'm not even going to call it side hustle, okay? Okay, we're going to call it side hustle, but side hustle kind of like, it makes it feel like you're not going to make that much money. No, like you can actually get rich off of anything. Anyways, so you're going to search up that side hustle on YouTube, on TikTok, on Google about this online job. And if you're interested in the research and you want to keep learning more and you keep clicking on other videos, and you can go into like a hole, like a 3-hour TikTok hole or YouTube hole researching this topic, that's how you know it's for you. If you are researching into dropshipping and you're getting bored by the research, it's not for you. You're just going to get more and more bored the more you go into dropshipping. So if you're bored doing the research, red flag. Choose something else. Find something else. It is not for you, and you will not be successful because you're going to hate your life. You're not going to be motivated to do it. You're not going to get even excited by the growth at a certain point. So the main thing is that you're interested in the research. So now that you found what interested you, you are obviously naturally going to keep doing research because it's interesting. So the research comes naturally, and that is the blessing, because you're learning so much about the side hustle and what to do based off your research. And eventually you're probably going to come across somebody that tells you what to do A to Z and how they got to where they got to, either for free on TikTok or YouTube, or maybe they sell a course, hopefully not that expensive, or who cares if you have the little extra money to buy a course. This person, obviously you're going to see if they're credible, see if they have like results or testimonies from other people who listen to what they said to do, whether it's via their course or via their accounts where they're giving free information. And all you're going to do, whether you have written down what they said to do A to Z or you have their course, you are going to follow every single thing that they say to do, and you're going to stick with it for a minimum of 1 year. Day in and day out, you follow what they say to do. And you have to stick with it. That is the key. Because for me, in my journey and in many people's journey, they were about to give up, and then they didn't give up. They persisted, and then they reached success. So whatever you do, you have to stick with it for a year, and guaranteed within a year, you will get results. That is if you're holding yourself accountable and you are truly doing what they said to do day in and day out for a year. If you're like, you like quick results, let's just say stick with it for at least 6 months. The reason it took me 6 months or it took me longer was because I was doing things blindly and I didn't follow what certain people said to do A to Z, but if I did, I probably would have seen results in 1 or 2 months. The next tip is that you must be consistent. You have a habit tracker if you need to, have an accountability partner. Maybe a lot of these like courses especially will have like groups where people hold each other accountable. So that's amazing. And then they'll share their tips, what worked for them. So those are really convenient. Stay active on those. Just be accountable. You can even make a TikTok account. I'm sorry, I'm looking at my notes, but you can even make a TikTok account about your journey. Just do something that proves to yourself that you are actually being consistent. And if you don't see results in 6 months to a year, you can look back at your habit tracker, your TikTok account, or whatever, and see where you fell off. Another tip is don't be discouraged by your setbacks, because it only means that you're closer. All the no's you're going to receive from people who don't want to buy what you're offering, or like the views you're not getting, or the videos that flop, you just need to have the mindset that I needed to fail in order to get to where I want to go, and I need to fail a lot, because you can be 50 failures away from that one success. So you need to go failure after failure after failure until you get your success, day after day after day, until you get that one day where the trend is going up instead of down. For example, in my story, I needed to fail that nail business to find out that whatever you do in business has to be something that you actually like somewhat kind of enjoy, or somewhat interest you, or something that you can somewhat do long term. Don't just do a random business that everyone is doing. You have to do something that aligns with you, or else it's draining and you are not going to have the motivation or even the drive or willpower to do it every day. But kind of, this might sound counterintuitive to what I just said, but I say you have to at least be somewhat interested in what you're doing, enough for you to be able to do it every day for a year. But I think that a myth that goes around is that you have to be super passionate about whatever you're doing. Like, no, you just have to like it enough, but it doesn't have to be your whole life purpose. Because what you do now, whatever online job you decide to do now, and whatever success you reach, it might just be your thing for 5 years. And then in 5 years, you decide, you know what? Actually, I want to be a Pilates instructor and a businesswoman. So I'm going to open up my own Pilates studio and work at the Pilates studio. And that's okay. But you're going to have the capital to be able to invest in that studio and do it. So this is not like the biggest decision you're going to make in your life. You have to be interested in it, but it doesn't have to be like a super duper huge passion of yours. Like, you think all rich people are obsessed with candlesticks in the stock market or love cement and tile, so that's why they get into real estate? Like, no, they like it enough, but they know that you got to do what you got to do to grow and get to where you want to go financially in life. Just don't fall for that myth that whatever you do has to be like the end all be all super duper passion of your life. Okay, that's not true. You just have to like it enough. And if it is the super duper big passion of your life, more power to you, but it's not the end all be all. Okay, so just don't put so much pressure on that. My next really important tip is to keep optimizing. The reason that I got success in my Fiverr accounts or my freelance accounts after 6 months is because I would keep like optimizing my profile and my gigs every few months based on who was doing good in my industry on the platform at the time. So I would look at their platforms and be like, what's different about theirs? That's different about mine. I wouldn't copy them, but I would just optimize mine to make it look better, be more attractive. And then one day I optimized it enough to where I started getting a lot of clicks. And then that's how all the clients kept coming in. But if I kept my profile the same since when I first opened it, I probably would still be in the same place. In order to keep optimizing, you have to stay up to date in your field, whatever it is that you choose, and see what's been working recently for the people in your field so that you can implement it. So that's why I said it's important to follow groups, follow accounts that are in the online job that you want to do so you can stay up to date and so you're not falling behind and you can just make more money by implementing what's working for other people. Next tip is be ready to adapt. When Fiverr kicked me out, I really didn't have to crash out like that. Like, I really did not have to crash out like that. But you know what? That crash out taught me that things happen in business. You have to learn how to adapt. You have to learn how to be flexible. And successful people, there's like a percentage. I'm not going to go and search it up for you, but just know that there's a percentage that businesses who are more flexible and can adapt easier are more successful. Like, obviously, that's just common sense, but it's a big deal. You have to have the mindset that you can change and adapt to anything that comes your way. You can learn any new skills that you need to learn. Everything is fine. Like, you're not going to crash out if things don't go the way that you planned. Everything will work out. Focus on the end goal, not all the itty bitty nitties of how you're going to get there. Another tip for later on is that you make more money when you start hiring, not you hire after you start making more money. I hated hearing this in my first months or my first year or two of having my business because I was like, but I don't want to hire people. Like, that's going to take away from my money that I can use. And then what if my money goes down again and then I can't pay for the people that I hired? No, you start making more money once you hire people. If you can just, obviously you need to make enough money to hire people, just enough, but you don't have to have a big amount to start hiring people. Once you have enough money to invest, not spend as much, just be calm with your spending so that way you can invest in employees or contractors or freelancers or whatever to help you in your business. That is what's going to make you more money. So just from the beginning, don't have the mindset that you can hire people once you start making a lot of money. No, once you make enough to hire people and also pay yourself just enough, you start hiring as soon as you can. Obviously, once you start making some money, set up your LLC. If you're in the US, I don't know what country you're from, but especially if you're in the US, set up your LLC, look into having an LLC with an S corp election. It depends what kind of field you're in, and open up a business bank account. As soon as you start making that few thousand dollars a month or even just $1,000 a month, you can start looking into that. And it's really important for tax purposes. Trust. Another tip is to not get too attached to your income in your business bank account or the number that you're seeing when you open up your account. What you want to do is reinvesting that money back into your business, whether it's via hiring, getting equipment, being on new platforms that require a subscription, or getting an accountant, just reinvest, buying a new course to help you learn more about your industry and how you can be better. You want to be reinvesting that money. Do not get attached to that number in the account, because especially if you make a big income and then you're not reinvesting, you're not spending money, you're gonna get hurt anyways at the end of the year by your taxes. If there's anything I learned this year, it's that wealthy people kind of want to balance out their income and their expenses. They don't want to have just a bunch of income and low expenses. They want they want the books to be balanced. So you just don't get attached to that number that's in the bank account, okay? Have the mindset of, I just need the money, the income to pay myself. And then all that leftover, I can use it as business expenses to enjoy my life, or especially if you're a content creator, there's so many business expenses you can put on your card that has to do with like enjoying your life, whether it's eating out or business trips or whatever. But you want to have the books balanced. So just don't get attached to that number. Have the mindset of reinvesting in your business. And then obviously that's another reason as to why I am where I am today, because that reinvestment just helps you make more and more money because you're adding more resources into your business. You're becoming more knowledgeable. You're just advancing. So don't be stingy with your money. And lastly, just know that sometimes success is just around the corner when you feel like giving up, which is so cliche and whatever, but I'm going to tell you something that I live by, which is that I believe that the world's biggest failures come from people who give up as soon as they were about to reach success. Like, I always think about, what if I had hit that 6-month mark? And at that 6-month mark, I had just got into university. Like, I started making a bunch of money my first month of university. It was the best thing ever. But what if I had gone to university, started going out and having fun, and I was like, you know what? This isn't even working. I'm just going to live off whatever little money my parents are giving me, and that's it. Like, I'm done with this whole side hustle trying to make money thing. What if I gave up? What if I gave up that first month of university? I would be like every other college kid pinching their pennies. And not to like call anyone out, it's just not my reality. And thank God it's not my reality, because the grass is way greener on the other side, and that's just the truth. I always think of this one image. Maybe you've seen it, because it's like pretty famous. I always think of this one image of this guy like digging in the ground for diamonds, and he dug so much that he eventually gives up. But you see in the picture, because it's like a, like the picture's like cutting through the middle of the ground, kind of like a, I forgot what it's called, but you know what I mean. And he's literally like 2 digs away from reaching the diamonds. Like, if he just dug like 2 more, the diamonds were right there and he would have found them. But he felt like he dug so much that he just gave up. Like, people really don't know how close they are to their success, and they give up right before. So I that's just the mindset that I keep in my head to stay persistent with everything I do, and that carries on to every area of my life. And if you want to be successful, you have to have that mindset. You can't be the kind of person that's hopping from one thing to one thing. Find something that interests you, stick with one thing, because I'm telling you, they all work. You'll get success in all of them. And if you try to do too many at once, it's going to take you a really long time to make progress and see the results you want, because at the end of the day, you're human and you only have so much energy and effort. And that's another lesson I had to learn along the way, was that I always wanted to do like 10 side hustles at once, because I wanted the prize at the end of all the 10 side hustles. But then I ended up getting none, because I can only put my effort in so many places. But if you focus on one, you're going to reach success. You're going to make a lot more money. So just lock in. It's really simple. It's not easy, but you just have to be persistent and find what works for you, and don't give up for a year. Just 6 months to a year, just lock in. Just do whatever person is telling you to do to the T, and believe in yourself. There's going to be hard times. There's going to be times where you want to give up. There's going to be times where you're super discouraged. There's going to be times where you're really excited. And then there's going to be that day where you finally see the plus mark and the graph going up, and whatever it is, you're going to see the progress. So that is all I have to say about making money online. Don't make it this big thing that is super unachievable. It's actually very achievable. Again, not easy, but it is super achievable. I just want to see people feel the way that I felt, and that I know some other people around my age feeling, because they also decided to lock in at a young age. And honestly, it's so freeing to not feel like you're tied to this same story that everyone else on the earth lives, where they have to get a job right out of university, and it's a big stress because they have to pay these bills and their parents are no longer supporting them, or they're broke in college. It's just not the vibe, okay? And that doesn't have to be your reality if you don't want it to be. You can make your life, you can choose your life, you can create your life, but you have to go and create to do that. So that is all the tips I have. I wish you the most luck, and if you think that this can help someone, definitely send it to them. Make sure to follow, subscribe, like, share, do what you gotta do to hear more from me. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.